Cyclone Tauti, now an extremely severe cyclonic storm. Thousands of people in Maharashtra, Gujarat evacuated to safe location. The cyclone is expected to hit the Gujarat coast today evening. In a surprise move this morning, CBI arrests two Trinamool ministers and a former leader in the Narada bribery case. A furious Mamata Banerjee gives a dharna at the CBI office. Central government asks the UP and Bihar to stop the dumping of dead bodies in Ganga. UP sets up now river patrols in Ganga and offers money for cremations. And superstar Rajnikanth meets Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, donates 50 lakh for the COVID fight.
The extremely severe cyclone Tauti will be making landfall in Gujarat tonight, unleashing devastating rapid winds. In fact, the winds are already at 150 kilometers per hour plus. Around 100 disaster response teams have been deployed, 45 in Gujarat alone. To deal with the potential fallout of the storm, the meteorological department has predicted that cyclone Tauti is expected to cross the Gujarat coast between Porbandar and Mahuwa between 8 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. It can cause heavy to very heavy rainfall in isolated parts of the state. It's an extremely powerful storm with super cyclone almost, with winds up to 185 kilometers per hour. Now, the Gujarat government has shifted over 1 lakh people living in coastal areas to safer places after the IMD, that's the Met Department, issued warnings of tidal waves and flooding. Several places in 21 districts received light rainfall because of the cyclone. 6 talukas received over 1 inch of rainfall. The weather office has warned that extremely heavy downpour over the southern districts of Saurashtra, Diu and Gujarat are expected on Monday and Tuesday. Maharashtra has also evacuated thousands of people living in coastal areas to safety. COVID patients have been moved to makeshift facilities. The Prime Minister has called up Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray to take stock of the situation. The Bandra Worli Sea Link has been closed for traffic because of strong winds, which have caused damage to several structures in the city. So that's what we know at this juncture. A furious Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee arrived at the CBI office in Kolkata today as two of her ministers, Firad Hakim and Shubrata Mukherjee, were arrested in the Narda bribery case. Central forces arrived at the homes of the two ministers and two other leaders this morning and took them away in a dramatic escalation of the Bengal centre clash brewing since Mamata Banerjee's election victory. The chief minister drove to the CBI office as the crowd of protesting Trinamool supporters gathered outside it, swelling by the minute. Firad Hakim, taken away by central security personnel from his home just after 9 a.m., alleged that he was being arrested without proper sanction. Central forces also went to the homes of the Trinamool MLA, Madan Mitra, and the former Trinamool leader, Shovan Chatterjee, and took them to the CBI office. Now, Mr. Chatterjee, Kolkata's former mayor and senior minister, quit the Trinamool in 2019. He joined the BJP too, but quit that party in March this year.
Talking about COVID now, India's daily COVID cases dropped below 3 lakh for the first time since the 21st of April. Well, the data that we got in from the ministry this morning says that India in the past 24 hours has reported 2,81,000 infections. And deaths, well, that remains to be escalating above 4,000. It continues to be 4,106 to be precise at this point. And the other grim reality of the second wave, the total number of nearly 1,000 doctors across India have lost their lives due to the COVID so far. According to the Indian Medical Association, 244 doctors lost their lives due to COVID during India's second wave alone. Out of these, 50 deaths were recorded just yesterday. Only 3% of the 244 doctors who died in the second wave had been fully vaccinated, which is, of course, a shocker. And last year, 736 doctors had lost their lives. That's during the first wave.